Come on down to Afterbuzz, gonna talk your favorite show.
Friendly hosts everywhere, humble talks
about flirtation. Going on down to Afterbuzz, gonna see my favorite host.
Ample thoughts, day or night, people shouting but never fighting.
Heading on up to Afterbuzz, gonna hope we don't ramble.
We like those with big fat titties, man, I hope this show ain't
shitty. Come on down to Afterbuzz and meet some hosts of mine. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. In recent years, South Park has gotten even more political, and that is now what people look forward to most about the show, I think at least. And so we're going to debate who the best political figure has been on the show. And we're going to select the episode that they have been featured in. We're going to rank it. We, of course, have Christian Blatt.
And you can find me at ChristianDMZ.
We have Stephanie Sabra.
You can find me at Steph Sabra.
And I'm Phil Svitek. At Phil Svitek. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. And we each get three picks and an honorable mention. Of course, you get to play along. You can comment and write your picks. And also let us know, once you listen to this episode, whether or not you disagree or agree with us. But to kick us off, Steph, your number three pick.
My number three pick is Osama Bin Laden Has Farty Pants. I mean, it's an epic title in itself, but this was after 9/11, and even in South Park, everyone's afraid of terrorists. American flags are plastered everywhere. Stan's mother has been watching the news for 8 days straight. I mean, it's just what I love about this episode. It's not that Osama bin Laden's depiction is incredible as well. And it's just this episode at this time was so important, I feel like. And a lot of people actually ended up loving it, even though there was some controversy initially because no one had really joked about it at all. But being South Park, they were able to somehow make it really funny. And there was some Looney Tunes reference with Osama bin Laden and Cartman. And there was just a lot to this episode, and the social commentary was really great.
Yeah. All right. Christian?
Well, for me, it's Man Bear Pig, who, if you don't recall, is half man, half bear, half pig. And the depiction in the episode is, of course, of Al Gore. And I am super serial about this. It's just so funny. And it's one of those things that's often referenced by people that I know. And it's hard, whenever somebody says so serious, not to think of Al Gore being so super serial right now.
There you go. Well, we did a whole Christmas special, right? And in the early seasons, they had their Christmas specials, and that was what people look forward to. Now, we don't get as many of these, but now we look forward to the episodes of Election Night. And one of the great episodes is About Last Night, where it depicts the fictionalized Barack Obama winning the presidential election against John McCain. And what's great about it is it takes Ocean's 11, and while everyone's out celebrating or in despair, they're essentially pulling off the heist of a lifetime, mm-hmm. working together. And it's just amazing. And so it features both of them. Great, great episode. That's season 12.
And of course, it could only have been done on South Park, where they stay up until, what, like 4 or 5 in the morning, like changing the episode when they knew who won the election. No other show has that quick turnaround, mm-hmm. so you could not have possibly told this story the day later, the day after the election when Obama won. So it's just such a great episode, and there's also that sort of extra, you were just blown away, like, how did they do this? Yeah.
Absolutely. Steph, your number two pick.
Number two picked is Do the Handicapped Go to Hell? This is season 4.
I didn't mean to say that. I said, yes, they do. That's my fault. Sorry.
I mean, everyone does. Hell is an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, it's
very
exactly.
true. So this was when the boys watched a sermon and they were frightened after it. So they started to attend Sunday school classes with a nun named Sister Anne, who teaches them about communion and confession. And then that's when the issues start to arise, when the kids start asking things like, do the handicapped go to hell? And I just love this episode. It has a lot of good religious satire. And any episode with Satan, I appreciate so much. And particularly this episode, because the love triangle between him, Saddam Hussein, and his other lover, Chris, is one to never be forgotten.
Absolutely.
My number two pick is Chimpokomon, which doesn't necessarily strike you as political, but it's one of only a handful of episodes to feature Bill Clinton, at least as president, before he had hopefully become the first gentleman, as we saw in two seasons ago. But just the idea that the Japanese are able to get whatever they want by talking about your huge American penis, and it of course worked on President Clinton. When we were putting this together, I'm like, oh, I really like the Bill Clinton and just how quickly it works for him in Chimpokomon, which is it's a particularly old episode. Season 3, episode 11.
Still kind of relevant to today. I feel like that's exactly how I would play Trump if I was a different country.
I mean, I think any president, you could probably impress them by talking about their huge American penis.
Of course.
Or any man, really.
Well, I love... George Bush appears in this one. So we go from Clinton to Bush. And it's post 9/11. It's the mystery of the urinal deuce. That's a hard word to say for me. But not hard for the Hardley boys, who go and solve the mystery and figure out that the 9/11 conspiracy theory is a conspiracy, because one in four people in America are dumb. And that's what the episode's about. There's so many more jokes within that, but it's amazing as Mr. Mackey searches for the boy responsible for shitting in a urinal.
It's funny to hear that again.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. I love it so much. Honorable mentions.
My honorable mention is The Snook, season 11. I mean, this episode is pretty amazing. I rewatched it and I loved it just as much as the first time. Mainly I love the whole 24. They do a kind of a hoax off 24, the show, and that feature with Hillary Clinton is anything with Hillary Clinton in South Park. I think they do a really, really good job of cartoonizing her in the most perfect way. So that is my number two.
And she got honorable a snook pick. Up her snatch.
Honorable pick.
Honorable pick.
It was almost my number two.
And for me, it's Douche and Turd, which was, you know, it seemingly in a long string of elections where our only choice is between Douche and Turd. They literally had Douche and Turd. And, the douche or the turd, you can decide which one was George W. Bush and which one was John Kerry. Either way, you were voting for a douche or a turd. And it's such a dumb, stupid depiction, but it just really nails. It's like, in being so stupid, it's such a great, smart commentary on basically politics and the sad state of the country.
It made us feel better. It made me feel better
that somebody else was like, yeah, it is douche and turd.
You're not just thinking it in your head.
Yeah, right, exactly.
My honorable mention is Let Go, Let Gov, which Kyle gets very annoyed by Cartman's habit of having speakerphone conversations in front of everybody. Eric Cartman, of course, accuses Kyle of listening in on his conversations like the NSA would, and therefore, this is what's great about it. South Park isn't impersonating Bill Clinton. Cartman is impersonating Bill Clinton in an episode of South Park as he goes after the NSA. And meanwhile, Butters prays to the government as if it's God, which is amazing in itself. So, very poignant episode at the time, back from season 17. And without further ado, though, these ain't no honorable mentions. These aren't the number twos or the number threes. These are the number ones. This is what you should do in a urinal. Steph, kick us off.
So, my number one was Phil's number three, I believe, about last night, season 12. So, we got a little bit of information about the main plot, and I just love this episode because I feel like all of the characters that they had, the Sarah Palin, Barack Obama, McCain, Michelle Obama, were just done so well. I particularly liked Palin and Michelle Obama because they weren't featured as much. I mean, I feel like those were... Or at least for Michelle Obama, this was a really great episode for her. And I loved, at the time, this was so true, and I feel like it is probably true in any election period, that whoever wins the opposing side, like, their world, they think their world's going to end, and they want throw fits and all this, and then they realize it's going to be okay.
For me, number one was A Ladder to Heaven because it doesn't start out particularly political with the boys want to build a ladder to get to Kenny in heaven, just to get the ticket out of his pocket so that they could have like a shopping spree at the candy store or whatever it was. But it's the fact that once they start building the ladder to heaven and it gets all the attention, President George W. Bush, who is depicted again in this episode, wants to use the ladder so that they can bomb Saddam Hussein, who he believes is building weapons of mass destruction in heaven. And it's seemingly disproven. But then, of course, at the end of the episode, we see that he was right. And Saddam just says to God, "Oh, relax, guy." I mean, you know, just, and it was great that he was indeed doing that. And yeah, so there's not a ton of episodes with President Bush, but this was the first one I thought of, and I rewatched it and was like, it's on the list. It's my number one.
That's a good choice. I feel like my number one choice is also relevant to today, where a sex scandal of Tiger Woods creates public fascination and eventually leads to many rich men suddenly having a sex crave with multiple partners, and which leads to schools being screened for sexual addiction. And you get a lot of great people here. Bill Clinton is, in fact, in this episode as well. But overall, Obama's in here, and just every rich guy has to sort of play along to this dumb plot of there's aliens creating the sexual addiction, and they got to kill the aliens because that's what's controlling sex addiction. Because it's not our fault we're sex addicts.
No, it's the aliens.
Of course not.
So
yeah, it's a disease.
It's a disease. Just like Adam Carolla has termed that in the post Harvey Weinstein world. These are his words, not mine. They all suffer from restless cock syndrome.
It's Adam Carolla's words, not Phil's.
Not mine. Right. So just food for thought. Food for thought.
How poetic.
All right.
That's
so
one word for it.
No.
Anything to add now that we've managed to offend all Time's Up people?
Well, we should always make sure that everybody comments on the show, tell us why they love us, but mostly why they hate us, what it will take to get Steven back, and just what they agree with and disagree with in all these picks.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially now, I'd be curious to know your thoughts on a Trump episode now that the State of the Union has come out.
Yeah.
His first State of the Union. So it's interesting. We live in a very political world, both in South Park and out of it.
Douche and turd. From sea to shining sea, there's douches and turds everywhere.
There's also the Trump Report.
Tuesdays at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you, Phil.
And what about you, Steph? Well, you got any shows that we can catch you on?
Yeah, you can catch me on SNL on Sundays. The Gifted on Sundays, but that's almost over. And
it already ended a couple of weeks ago.
Once upon a time, I'm sure it won't draw on the same South Park viewers, but that's Monday nights.
Yeah. So there you go. And we'll have some fun episodes for you coming up in the next few episodes. We're going to reconvene and figure out what we're going to do, but we'll be here for you every Wednesday nonetheless. So on behalf of AfterBuzz TV, thank you guys as always. We'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.